Red Edition, welcome, happy day. President Donald Trump, he sacrificed his wealth for America. Hillary Clinton sacrificed America for her wealth. Gun control, believe it or not, is not high on the list of problems for Canadians or Americans. They say it's about 10% of all people actually give a hoot by thunder, and that hoot would mostly be driven by the fake news of the day, the mainstream press, because they keep telling people that they're supposed to care, when in fact people are really saying, we don't care. I mean, there's bigger things to worry about than gun control. I mean, good people don't do bad things, and we know that, and stop talking to us. ISIS, they recently claimed responsibility for that deadly shooting in Toronto, when investigators are reportedly digging into the gunman's past and internet history, but officials continue to insist the killings are not related to terrorism, clouding the possible motive for the attack that killed two and wounded 13. First Nations, Indians, Indigenous people, there's so many different names, but this press in Canada says that First Nations in Saskatchewan, now two bands, have filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit against energy companies responsible for an oil spill that happened a couple of years ago. The oil company's cleaning it up. They're doing the best they can, but the First Nations, the Indian people, are saying, give us more money anyway. It is so ironic. This is the oil company that gives them money. They're tied into all of this. So you're going to give me money, and you know, it's kind of like, and when you run out of gas, I'm going to sue you and flatten your tires and hurry up and get ready. It's kind of like the tax department. If you owe them money in Canada, they close all your bank accounts, they write everybody letters and tell them you're a bad person, and then they garnish you your wages so you lose your job, and then they call and say, hurry up and pay us. How could we do that now, do you think? And that's what's going on with the Indian bands. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Kind of try to have a meeting and get happy a little bit. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. There's so many different ways to say that. Chiefs in Canada from 634, I didn't know there was that many, Indian communities are now electing a national chief to lead the assembly of Indians into their convention in Vancouver, which is coming up right away, and you've got five candidates that are vying for the job. What I find so interesting is their biggest push or their biggest piece of their agenda is as to how to be independent from Canada, how to be a sovereign nation, self-sufficiency. How do you do that when you keep taking our money? Oh, it's kind of easy, isn't it? It's kind of like a kid living in your basement and says, I'm independent. My mother makes me lunch. My father comes down and brings me beer. My brothers and sisters wash my car. I mean, isn't this cool? But I'm living in the basement and I'm self-sufficient. I'm independent. Y'all want to live by yourself? That's okay, but pay your own bloody bills. You don't pay any taxes. And by the way, Indians, when you come out, my government's prejudiced against me because I'm white. Indians, back to that, when you drive off the reservation and you're on a white man road, pay a toll, pay something. I mean, who pays for the road? It ain't you. And you want us to continue to pay you, and you want self-sufficiency. That verbiage kind of breaks me up. I just don't get it. I really don't get it. And I don't care what color you are, but when the government of a country says that I have to do something so much different, I'm penalized because of my color. Because I'm white, I have to pay taxes. Because you're not white, you don't have to pay taxes. Show me in some treaty where it says that. My understanding is that nobody paid taxes until World War I. And during that time period, the government said, we need money. We're going to tax people, Indians of that time, judge people by the backdrop of their time. I get it. Indians didn't have any money, so they said, we'll just charge you white folk. It's a temporary thing. You'll get over it. Temporary? I mean, it's almost 100 years. Well, it is 100 years ago, and here we are, temporary. I don't like temporary too much. The federal government in Canada. One last rant. Hey, hang on. You got time. You can handle this. They recently have spent $270 million on irregular border crossings over the last year. 270 recently was announced. 270 million. They say that, so that means it's a half a billion. Probably you throw that into the mix with the Indians and all the other things, all you white guys that are paying taxes. How are you liking that? How's it working for you? Doesn't work so good for me. Y'all come back tomorrow and we'll chat. But we do need a solution instead of just the constant ranting. What's that solution? A new government. Who? The Conservatives in Canada? Tuh, I say. What good are they? They're kind of like the other guys. We need somebody to stand up and say, I'm going to do this. Maybe he'll show up one day. We can only hope. See ya.